Brother Melvin, thank you so very much for having me on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus radio ministry. I want you to know that I'm really glad. And I don't know how long we've been together now. It's, a couple of years or so?
About 5 years.
About 5 years, okay. Yeah. Thank you so very much, and we're glad to do that. And we're thankful and glad to get a chance to get the ministry over to people who are either driving or sitting at home or maybe even in the hospital or whatever. So we're thankful for the privilege of doing that. So with that, let's see what the Lord want to have us to do here. Father, I thank you so much for this privilege to be here. And I thank you for the privilege of, to speak to my brothers and sisters and even those who may not know who you are but will know you if they hear the message today. God, we thank you and give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This past Sunday morning, I want to share that message with you. This past Sunday morning, we have a young lady who is an RN who runs the health ministry here at our church, and she and I spoke tag team on Sunday morning. And she spoke about 8 things that the body must have to live. And she went into things that I am not capable of dealing with, but there are 8 of them, such things as air, water, and food. Then she talked about the right foods to eat and so forth. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a blessing. If you happen to want to get this thing, you can get it through our church by calling 661-944-4128, extension 10. And the young lady who runs that department for me and for the church is Renard Garrison. Or you could show up at our church if you're not in a church somewhere and pick up a copy of it on Sunday. I'd really like for you to have it. But what I'm going to do is to cover my piece of what we talked about. And she used good health from the Bible perspective. And I'm going to use the title today, Let the Holy Spirit Lead You to Good Health and Keep You in Good Health. And he can do that. So with that in mind, I want to take you to about 4 passages of Scripture. And to start with, I want to go to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. And chapter number 3. And let's look at verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. Listen to this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now watch where we're going with this, because we're looking at health. Now, I feel very honored that the Lord has allowed me to already get to 81 years old. And if he lets me stay here until April, I'll be 82 years old. But I need to have you to know that how I got there is through his leadership. that's what I'm trying to tell you right now, is that it's through his leadership and not my own understanding. Okay, verse number 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now listen to verse 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. If you follow his leadership, you can get to good healthy living. Now one of the things it happened to me last week. I ended up spending a day and a half overnight at the hospital because I went to one of my good friend's house and had dinner that night. In fact, it was at my mayor's house, and I had, they fixed prime rib. Lord have mercy, was it good? But instead of me stopping at about a quarter of a pound, I reached for another quarter of a pound. Now, the Holy Spirit done told me about that because I know that if I do that, my blood pressure and everything else changes. So I went to a third piece. So guess what, folks? I was leaning to my own understanding. So watch that. So I wanted to leave that in your hearing. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. And that's where life is, right in your bones and in your navel. Believe me, if you trust God and walk in Him, most likely you're going to live a little while. He tells us how to treat our mom and daddy, and if we treat them right, He says, I'll give you long days upon the earth. All right, now, come with me to, I got four scriptures total. Just read one to you. Now let me take you to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And listen what the Lord Jesus said in the process of Him getting ready to do His mission. Now, this is Jesus we're talking about. And if you can say this with me without losing your steering wheel or without losing directions, I'd like for you to say Jesus with me. All right, well, listen to what He said. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. And what this comes from is the Old Testament. But Jesus spoke it because he read the Old Testament. He knew where the power was. He knew where the leadership was. So listen what it said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and a recovery of the sight to the blind. And by the way, He wasn't talking about people's eyesight. He's talking about people who are dumb, as like I was the other night. And the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What in the world would Jesus speak a word like that over Himself? We're talking about the Lord, folks. But guess what? He was in His physical approach to life at this point. He was living in a body no different than mine except for one thing. He had no sin. And I was born in sin and got delivered when I was 12 years old, accepted the Lord Jesus, and then went back into it a ton of time, a whole bunch of, can I say a whole bunch? Yeah, I just said it. A whole bunch of time. But He recognized what He needed in order for Him to be guided in the right direction. So listen to how He said it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel. Then He goes on to lay out the rest of it. So what is it that I'm really saying, brothers and sisters? I'm saying that you and I cannot allow ourselves to be led by, whoa, I just heard this right now. We cannot allow ourselves to be led by ourselves. We've got to let Him lead us, and if we let Him lead us, we will walk in the path that will be pleasing to Him, and He will direct our path. Now, that's our Lord Jesus speaking, talking about He was anointed by the Spirit of God, and He said, I have purpose. I have mission. I have direction. And the only way I can achieve those directions is that I have to, without a question, be led by the Holy Spirit. All right, let me move to my next scripture. which is in the book of Acts. Let's see what happens here. Looking at Acts now, chapter 1, and let's look at verse 6, 7, and 8. 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, these crazy little stupid jacked up apostles. And by the way, I'm not just calling them jacked up because I followed their direction and I got jacked up too. Well, bless the Lord. I hope you all still love me after that. But if you don't, that's okay. I'm going to preach anyway. He says, saying, Lord, thou, what? Will you take these Roman folks and put them back unto us? Let me read it like the scripture said it. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Listen to Jesus' answer. And he said unto them, ain't none of your business. No, that's not the way the scripture is read. But that is exactly what he meant. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. He says in verse 8, I tell you what you can do, but what you should do is you should go and receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what you need to do. You don't need to run around trying to see what you can get put in your pocket, to see who you can stand up over, to see who you can control. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, that's one of the things that I believe that all of us every so often have a tendency to want to do. We want to show our little authority and show our little power. Okay, maybe I better say that's me rather than you. And I'm looking forward to, in the name of Jesus, in before this next 12 months are up, is to give up my spot as senior pastor in my church. But the bottom line is, you know what? All this period, during these 50 years that I've been pastoring, from time to time, I felt like I wanted to be better than somebody else. And don't tell nobody I told you, but I paid dearly for that. And I'm thankful that the Lord got in my britches and made me understand the fact that that's not what he wanted me to do. What he wanted me to do is to stay under the anointing and preach the gospel to those who are poor, those who are shut down, those who are bound, heal those that are sick. That's what he wants me to do. Not worry about trying to fix his and run his business. He just wants me to run the business that he has set me to do. Okay, let me go to scripture number 3, and I believe that will be our final scripture. Well, actually, that'll be scripture number 4. Come with me to John. St. John chapter 14. And we're going to look at, I'm going to look at verse 12 through 16. But here's what I want you to keep in mind as we talk about this. I want you to keep in mind that the Lord Jesus was getting his disciples ready for his departure. And so here's what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Watch this one. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He repeated that. Verse number 15. If you love me, keep my commandment. In fact, there's one translation of that particular verse that says, if you love him, you will keep his commandment. Now, here's his promise to us. And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. That's verse 17. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for you dwell, he dwells with you and shall be in you. Let's talk about verse 16. This word, watch, look at this word with me. Look at this word with me. Are you looking? Look at this word with me, verse 16. And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another. And I want you to look at that word, another. What does another mean in the context of this particular scripture? Well, here's what another means. Another means, well, let me put it this way. If I gave you $1,000 today, if I put a $1,000 bill, I don't even know if they make $1,000 bills or not, because I ain't been up in that high number yet. But if I gave you $1,000 tonight and said, tomorrow I'll give you another one, what would you think? I'm going to give you a dollar? I'm going to give you $10? Or would you say another means he's going to give me another $1,000? And I think it's very clear. So when Jesus said, I'm going to pray the Father that he'll give you another comforter, another comforter, look what I hear in Rhema word. I hear him said, I will pray the Father that he'll give you another one like me. I'm going to pray to the Father that he'll give you another comforter like me. The only difference between the comforter that he's going to give you is that this particular counselor will live in you at all times. Listen to this. I want you to pay attention to what this guy is. This is a Paracletus, this comforter. One call out to walk with you. One call out to intercede for you. One call out to advocate for you. One call out to walk alongside of you. One call out to guide you. One call out to direct you. One call out to represent you. That's what that Paracletus said. Now let's go back to the word advocate. The word advocate simply means one that is going to speak on your behalf. Oh my Lord. One to speak on my behalf. So I'm thankful today as we wind up this message. I ain't through. I'm just getting wound up. And the last thing he wants to do, one call out to inform you. Just as he did the other night when I went and ate 3 pieces of prime rib, and it was so good till I let taste override my good judgment, and I ended up with a problem. Well, let me close. Let me look at this with you and tell you that if you want good health, ask the Spirit to help you. If you want good spiritual life, ask the Spirit of God to help you. If you want to treat people right who treat you ugly, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, because you can't do it by yourself. Henry Hearn will tap you, and I'm old right now. But if Henry Hearn's mind go back to where it was and you mess with me, oh, Lord have mercy, I'm going to visit with you. Even as old as I am, I'll visit with you. But the Holy Spirit has done something for me over the years. He has disallowed me to be the same guy I used to be. I want you to remember those scriptures I gave you. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 through 11. And John chapter 14, particular verse 16. Father, we thank you and we give you praise today for allowing us to be the kind of people that you want us to be. I thank you for taking me by the britches, even when I'm not seeing things clearly. Even if you have to spank me up enough to make sure that I go to the hospital where I won't forget the next time. I thank you for that, because you are my interceder. You are my advocate. You walk alongside me. You are my guider. You are my director. You are my representative. And you are my informant. You let me know what I am to do and what I am not to do. Oh God, I thank you and give you praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for being with us today. And I thank you, Brother Melvin, for allowing me to be on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus radio ministry with Melvin Slade on KRAJ 100.9 FM. I'm happy to be on here with you. And I invite you all to come by and visit with us. We're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. We are at 100 and Avenue R. I bless the Lord for your presence.